In his first press conference of the year, President Obama defended his budget as taking a scalpel, not a machete, to federal spending. And when pressed, he denied that he'd shelved the recommendations of his own deficit commission, which had, you remember, recommended more be done to rein in long-term problems like funding Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. But the president, in answering those questions, pretty much said, "What do you want from me?"
I've had this conversation for the last 2 years about every single issue that we've worked on, whether it was health care or don't ask, don't tell, on Egypt, right? We've had this monumental change over the last 3 weeks. Well, why did it take 3 weeks?
Ben Smith is reporter and blogger for Politico.com. Ben, the president summed up several recent criticisms there, but stay with the budget. He revealed his $3.73 trillion budget yesterday. Republicans say it didn't go far enough. We're going to get reaction, by the way, from Arizona to Massachusetts and the Great Lakes to some of the cuts that have been proposed. But what did he say today about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid?
Well, he said that he basically asked people on those sort of very tricky entitlement issues to chill out, to basically give him a chance to pass this budget, and that he would like to work on those issues, but the press is overeager to see him engage them.
Well, what about Republicans? I mean, was he asked if he felt he could work with Republicans who now seem pretty far apart?
Yes, and his line right now is that he can work with Republicans. He's looking forward to working with Republicans. You know, that he's going to act like an adult, and he expects them to act like adults. Basically, right now there's a sort of theatrical element to all of this as each side tries to position themselves on the high ground. They're denouncing his budget as really kind of a pathetic, screen for growing government. At some point they need to come to the table. But certainly his aim is to appear to be the adult in the room here. And I think on the question of these giant entitlement programs the Republicans would like to go after right now, I think he's trying to separate that from the current budget discussion.
Well, while we have you, he also responded to criticism about Egypt. And we know that he was criticized from within his own White House for not responding sooner to the opposition on the ground. Today, he was asked if he should offer stronger encouragement to protesters currently in Iran, yesterday in particular, than he did after demonstrations in Iran after their elections a year ago. Here's what he had to say about that.
The world is changing, that you have a young, vibrant generation within the Middle East that is looking for greater opportunity, and that if you are governing these countries, you've got to get out ahead of change. You can't be behind the curve.
Ben, tell us more about that.
Well, he was asked about not only about Iran, but about the protests roiling the Middle East, places like Bahrain today. And he talked in general terms about the sort of principles of democracy and in specific terms about supporting protests in Iran. But Iran is easy. We don't get along well with them, and it's easy for him to publicly back the protests there. He did not say anything specific to the governments of Bahrain and Yemen, particularly where they're, beating up protesters, but continued to talk in general terms. And they're our allies, and there's this very careful balancing act he's doing of trying to say generally that we support protest without doing anything to alienate the autocratic regimes in those countries.
Ben Smith, reporter and blogger for Politico.com on President Obama's press conference today, in which he was pressed quite a bit. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.